It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello,
hello,
can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Hello. Hello, everyone. It's Paul Hopkins here with Audio Moo Day 5.
Seems to be home. Hello from the outside.
Yeah, Audio Moo Day 5. And it's good. So today I'm talking about Facebook. But before I do that, just a quick couple of things there. That was a different version of Hello. I'm going to play it again in a bit. Hello, from originally from Adele, but there was a cappella version. I can't remember the name of the artist, but if you want to hear that kind of thing, it's very, bless you, very commercially produced, I suppose, but it's a cappella, voice only. I know you know what a cappella means, but vocal bands. And it's from a thing called Boca, B-O-C-A, Best of College Acapella, and that's Best of College Acapella 2017. And they do one of these like every year, and then there's a kids one now, and like a schools one, other things. So it's pretty cool. It's quite clever, some of what they do with the especially with the faster songs, you know. And the way it's produced and things, quite clever. Anyway, that was that. Before that was something I called Robert in Japan. That was just a little bit of music that I quite like using, because it's quite short as a little introduction. But essentially, he went to Japan and I recorded that so that he could use it for his videos, like to introduce his videos or whatever that he was making while he was out there. So he asked me to do it, and I said, yeah, okay, I'll try and use my imagination and see what I come up with, and that was what I came up with. And it's serving me quite well in terms of an introductory piece of music. Facebook. I want to talk about Facebook a little bit, because it's sort of connected with day 4, really, my fourth boo, when I was reflecting on the events of the weekend and of Manchester. And of course, there was the one in on Embankment in March, wasn't it, where several people got killed. The knife attack seems to be the way that things are being done now in terms of terrorism in this country and other parts of the world. And we've got an increased threat level and all the rest of it here. No, we haven't got. It's not increased. I think it's critical or severe, but it's last but one to the highest, so there may be a few more police around this time to reassure people and stuff, but yeah, and army and soldiers and stuff like that, but they tend to try to keep that to a minimum, so they should really. But it's the Facebook comments that do my head in. So I was on Facebook, and it's, you know, it might be sort of someone saying, you know, praise to the emergency services that were there. I mean, in this latest incident, the police were there in less than 2 minutes, I think. Because initially the news is coming out saying it was like 8 minutes, but that was 8 minutes for the armed response, 6 to 8 minutes for an armed response. But police were there before that. And you just think, okay, so there's a lot of stuff that has to get...
Good morning. Speaker Chamberlain speaking.
Afterwards.
Good
get evaluated afterwards. But the problem with Facebook it isn't just whether the news is a bit kind of uncertain because it's all new information. I do understand that. But to some extent, we're victims of this rolling news. And so when these events first happen, you just see one video playing over and 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 over again. And then you might see two, and then you get the first people that say they were witnesses to it. And you don't know for sure whether what they saw was what actually happened or so on and so forth.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot. So you don't know whether you can't corroborate anything necessarily. So then things, you know, some starts to come out, some starts to that it was accurate, and some isn't, and then you get. I think Facebook is bringing out the worst of us, though, and so you get these comments like, so someone might say something about the emergency services, or someone might say how terrible it is, and then someone will always comment with this copy and pasted thing about, you know, one, speculate that it might be terrorism, two, say that it isn't terrorism after all and it was a lone attack, three, then say it was someone with a mental illness, four, you know, nothing to do with Islam and we shouldn't condemn it, five, da 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 da, six, have some flowers and put, change your profile picture, seven, do a concert in memory of, and I'm telling you, if any of my friends do that and then it and the, at the end it's like 9 or 10 or 12 or 15 or whatever repeat, and it get, and it, there are various versions of this. And I'll say, if one of my friends ever posts one of those, I will unfriend. There's not a chance I would stay friends with someone who does that kind of thing. What's the point? It's not an opinion even. It's not objectionable because it's your opinion. It's objectionable because you're just copying and pasting. You lazy whatever. Yeah, how lazy and how thoughtless and how stupid. Seriously. So I reported a couple of people, not friends, thankfully, so far. But I think I reported them to Facebook for these rinse and repeat kind of things. And the thing I got back from Facebook was shocking, really. It basically doesn't break any of their community guidelines. So therefore, they're not going to do anything. And their stock answer is basically that I could engage with these people and influence them or whatever. No, I'm sorry. If I was on the street and someone said that, I would say, you, whatever, star, insert, swear star, or something of choice. And I would never speak to them again. Or I would tell people, well, you know, you don't want to be listening to this idiot. Or something, you know. Or you'd walk away. But with Facebook, because you're reading your comments that are connected to you in some way, or it's a BBC News site or whatever, these stupid idiots are there, aren't they? And it is a weird thing, Facebook and social media, but Facebook in particular, because you're rubbing shoulders with these people that you would never normally have anything to do with, and you would just completely ignore them ordinarily. And maybe that's what you do, but you have to, I don't know if it's a visual thing, a VI thing, but you're listening on the screen read, and by the time you've heard part of it, your brain's already engaged and stuff, so it's kind of hard to ignore in the same way as flicking might be. But anyway, that was that. I think Facebook's got a lot to answer for. I don't want Facebook being the arbiter of political parties' influence and all, not the arbiter. Well, yeah, maybe. But yeah, being the... No, maybe not. But being the influence of, as to, without any regulation whatsoever, you know, they can push someone's view if that party pays for them to do so, and then they can, and without any regulation whatsoever, and yet the BBC and our media have to fairly represent politicians. And so it's one extreme to the other, really. You know, so a party can put up any crappy video about and take people out of context or whatever on Facebook, and they can pay for that thing to be sponsored, the and pay for the post to be boosted. And then everyone on Facebook gets to see it. And if the other parties can't afford to do that, then they don't get a say. And then Mark Zuckerberg, I quite like him in some ways, but I don't know. He seems to have some false sincerity for me, really, because Facebook is very influential and it shouldn't be being used, I don't think, anyway, for the parties who have the most money. So a bit of a rant. It's a few things I can't possibly go on about it all. But to be honest, it's more of the same, really. I just can quite easily and do sometimes just give it a bit of a break for a bit. Anyway, that's all from me. There's hello gone. There's hello. And sometimes it is a question of hello, it's me. Let's have a proper conversation. Let's speak to each other rather than using Facebook. I think even if you was to use Facebook call thing, it would be better than what we often do. Like this, love that, wow that. Quick comment if you're lucky. You feel special if someone comments. Anyway, enjoy the rest of this song and I will speak to you tomorrow. Bye bye. Dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called. Talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. And did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. To be home. Hello.
called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. You never seem to be